If you want to take on Gowie as well for the British Open, your runner has to finish ahead of Gowie's runner. It's pretty simple for a $50 voucher courtesy of Drummond Golf. So call now, a $50 voucher courtesy of Drummond Golf to take on Paul Gow. Your golfer's got to finish ahead of his golfer as far as the British Open is concerned. Rory McIlroy currently the homegrown favourite there, $9. Brooks Koepka, $11. Dustin Johnson, $19. Tiger Woods, $26. Adam Scott, $26. Jason Day, $41. And Mark Leishman, a $51 chance. Good morning, Gowie.
Yeah, morning. Well, now, TK, we will start with, I know you occasionally get things wrong, but it's called the Open Championship.
I know.
Grew up with the British Open, but it's called the Open Championship.
Yeah, look,
TK and I have been debating that this morning.
We give ourselves a pass mark there, Gowie. It just depends how we're feeling.
Oh, well, don't be in front of the R&A. They sat down. I was at an event last year that they were running, and we got the whole story on why it's the Open Championships. I won't go into it, but I still call it the British Open.
Yeah. Hey, Gowie, give us a rundown of the course, mate.
Beautiful.
Oh, this golf course is amazing. Yeah, make sure you do watch it because it is incredible. Sitting there in Northern Ireland and Royal Portrush, they've spoken about it for 50 years on how good it is. And you're right, TK, that all the Irish players, you know, McDowell and Clark and McIlroy have lobbied to get it there. Now, this is a golf course that a lot of players go and play when they're not at tournaments. When they've got a week off leading into the Scottish Open or something like that, they'll whip up there for a day to play. So it's quite amazing. It's great to be back there. But this golf course is really interesting in the sense that it's really tightly knit. Like the fairways are close together. There's a lot of undulation, elevation change, which normally links golf courses on the sea are pretty flat. Well, this one's not. There's a lot of little steep hills. I think it's going to be, a tournament of nutrition, really, of who actually can last it out, because this is going to be a tough little golf course to walk, and it's just these mounds that, you'll hit absolutely what you think is a perfect shot, and it'll just kick off line.
Yeah.
So, nice and green, but the difficult part is a lot of times the tee shot, where there's one of those silly pot bunkers out there that I hate, that when you get them, I mean, you spend all day in there, but you might have to be 320 yards out from there, but you've got to hit a 5-iron just to keep it short of it. So it is one of the best. And for a spectator golf course, there's all those little mounds there. They're going to see a lot of play.
Nothing worse than eventually hitting a fairway than walking up there and finding out you're in a pot bunker in the middle of the fairway, which is no good. And you mentioned how it the bounce over there and the rough over there, Gowie, although it looks really green, it looks really lush, it's currently very hard underneath, which means you're going to cop some bad bounces.
Yeah, young Jake McLeod, who the Queensland, it's his first major, and that's one of the things he said in his press conference was that it looks nice and green, but it's running so hard. And he said, he hit a drive that he took a club off there that was only going to go 190. He said, run nearly 100 metres just short of this trap. So, that's going to be the difficult thing. And when the wind gets up, I know you like talking about the weather, TK. Well, the weather's rolled in. And when you play the Open Championships, that is one of the biggest keys. When you're having a bet or just what side of the draw you're on, because it's a 1-2 start. Many years ago, Chevy Ballesteros try to get that change for 2-2 start a little bit fairer, but they've kept it the same way for 148 years, that it's a 1-2 start. So that is a real key on this weather. But the weather's already rolled in. Today there, they're all covered up. It was raining. There was beanies back on because the first 4 or 5 or 6 days that players have been there, they've just had shirts on, no jumpers. So it has changed. And Darren Clark was talking about how the weather just can go from any angle. The weather report will be saying that it will come from the south, but you'll get on the first tee it's coming from the north.
Yeah, if you want to take on Gowie for the $50 golf voucher from Drummond Golf, give us a yell on 1-3-5-3-5-3. This comes in from Chemo in the Gong, Gowie. Can you ask his thoughts on the R&A's drop zone near grandstands being 2 feet long? Awesome stops, players sending it long, getting dropped.
It's an interesting one. It's a good question because the R&A, who are, the governor of the rules and they try to be a stickler for the rules, and there has been some rule changes in the last couple of years, to make those changes, They're just trying to fit more people in when they're, you know, where they're putting all the stands up. There's a bunch of stands around this golf course, which surprises me a little bit with the, you know, with all the, you know, the different mounds you can watch the game. So, it's an interesting one to make it that big, and players can actually just rely on that and hit it through. And that the beauty of this golf course, if you're too long or too left or too right, well, you're walking off with a bogey. But with the drop zones, well, it could be too easy, and then you'll just get up and down and walk to the next. So you could see that, players playing towards the drop zones.
All right. Ben is the challenger for the Open Championship. Good morning, Ben.
Morning, TK. Morning, Loz.
Good, mate. You've got a $50 voucher up for grabs here from Drummond Golf. Who do you like?
I'm going to go Justin Rose.
Oh, okay. Good pick. He's won a major, Justin Rose. Good on you, Ben. So he's picking Justin Rose. What do you think?
Oh, well, that's always a chance. The runner-up last year in the Open Championships. And this is a guy that maps his way around the golf course better than anyone. He had a practice round this week with Darren Clark, as did Adam Scott. He actually had three practice rounds with Clarkey in the first week. So, massive chance. He's a good ball striker. He controls his ball flight. And that's what someone will have to do around here. And that eliminates a lot of players in the field, and no disrespect to the Americans, but that eliminates a number of Americans, I think, this week, and one being Dustin Johnson. I know that this is a type of golf course for Dustin. I don't think he can flight the ball down. Rose is a definite chance. I like Tommy Fleetwood, your man, Loz. He's one guy that's a really good ball flighter, and I like people coming into the Open Championships fresh, and he's one that's coming in really, really fresh. He hasn't played a bucket load of golf. He's sort of trending a little bit better in the last few weeks. He had a tied 13 at the Travelers Championships. He only had three top fives this year, but he's a four-time winner on the European Tour. And when they talk about ball strikers, Tommy Fleetwood and Mark Leishman at the top of ball strikers, who can actually maneuver their ball. They can move it up or down, depending on, you know, what type of conditions, left to right, right to left. And Tiger Woods spoke this week that that's the key to playing this golf course.
I take it then, you just mentioned Leishman, the way he strikes the ball. You think he's the best Aussie chance?
Yeah, I had money on him 6 weeks ago. When the golf courses, you know, are out, I just think it's prime for him. And he likes to come into the golf course fresh too. So he hasn't played a lot of golf in the last 4 weeks. And the greens aren't that quick this weekend. But just the fact is, Mark Leishman is one of the best wind players in the world. I've said it many times on this program that he just flights his ball better than anybody else. You know, I guess it's the days of growing up in Warrnambool that helped him a lot. But one thing you'll notice this week, greens are slow. So, you know, predominantly they're quick greens in the US. In Europe, they're not so quick. You're really going to have to get used to that. I think Leish has been doing a lot of work on the putting green this week.
Best roughie?
Hendrik Stenson. I don't know if he's a roughie, but he's the guy, and I tipped him a few weeks ago here on the show. He's playing his way into form. And if there's somebody going to have a bet at a roughie, have a look at someone that doesn't putt so well. This actually brings bad putters into play this week. So you necessarily don't have to be an awesome putter to win around this golf course. I know you drive for show and putt for dough, but this week you need to get the ball on the fairway, and the key is your iron shot into the hole, because some of these greens are upside down sources. And one green to take, or one hole, I think, will determine the major championships this week is the 16th hole. Take a look at it. It's 236 yards. It is one of the best holes you'll ever see, and one of the toughest you'll ever see. Par three.
Gary, that's terrific, mate. So Tommy Fleetwood at $34 is your top pick. Ben's taken you on. He's gone with Justin Rose, all right, to finish in front of Tommy Fleetwood. Then you've got Mark Leishman as the best placed Aussie at $3.75 and Hendrik Stenson at $29.
Gary, just quickly, mate, you talked about how you like the golfers coming in fresh. Tiger's coming in fresh, but he's been criticised for not having the best preparation.
Well, he's criticising himself, just saying he's not fresh enough, that his body can't cope with it. He hasn't played enough golf. The Masters took a lot out of him, which it did, and it showed in his performances since the Masters that he really prepped himself up for that, and I think he'll probably do that every year. If he's going to play well, it's probably going to be around a golf course like this, but you don't have to take the driver out. You've got to hit yourself in spots. But, I'm not putting any money on Tiger this week. I just don't think he has enough reps under his belt. But an athlete like him that just savours the moment every time he gets in a big time, you never know with him. But short game is going to be key here, like chipping. And I just don't think he's done enough of that. And he's not going to be sharp enough.
You're always sharp. Good on you, Gowie. Enjoy the Open.
Thanks, fellas.